we are connected by road and by road only here in Donegal. So it's vital that basically we look at the infrastructure and look at funding. If there's funding there in the Shared Island funding that we can get for infrastructure and to improve these roads and the road network into our county, I think basically there's an onus on Donegal County Council and us as councillors to make sure that we get that funding for the county.
The council is saying that effectively it's now going to look at the small print in the application process to see if roads qualify. You believe when we're speaking about communities and we're speaking about linkages, they should?
Yes, Amina, and also I sit on the IBAN committee, which takes in northern counties. And basically, my understanding on there is funding in relation to the Shear Island for infrastructure. And it's vital that basically Donegal County Council make sure that it is part of the criteria for this county that we get funding for the roads.
The council says it will be working on applications in the coming weeks, with mid-May set aside as the period by which those applications have to be in. You'll be working closely with the council, as will your other colleagues, to ensure that that does happen and that we do get worthwhile and workable applications in as quickly as possible.
Yes, it's very important that we get them in. You know, Donegal is a big county, and as I said previously, that means, you know, we're connected by road. We don't have rail, we don't have a bus service, we don't have flight. So basically it's very important that we require substantial funding for the infrastructure and for the improvement of these cross-border roads, because we have a huge connection with Northern Ireland, and Northern Ireland is our bread and butter here in Donegal in relation to tourism. So I think it's vitally for the people crossing in for tourism and also for work purposes that these roads are improved, and we require funding for that immediately.